Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we take a look at a few headlines related to the upcoming holiday season. There will be new additions to this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Air travel around Thanksgiving and Christmas will be more expensive. And rising food prices will take a bite out of Thanksgiving dinner, as well as the bottom line for small businesses.
Thanksgiving is a week away, and producers of the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York are showing off six new floats. Some of these floats look familiar. Besides Baby Shark, there's Jeffrey's Dazzling Dance Party by Toys R Us, and there is a float about a new movie.
World of Dreams. You can't wish for whatever you want here in Slumberland.
Art director Eric Hudspeth says a lot of work went into the Slumberland float.
It started with the design, it goes into 3D modeling, and then from there we go into drafting and engineering and carpentry, steel, all of it.
Executive producer Will Cross says the goal for all the Macy's floats is to
create moments on the street that are immediately recognizable and impactful. So whether it be a character, whether it be a creative direction for one of our floats.
And all these Macy's floats are huge, as much as 30 feet high. I'm Ed Donahue.
If you still haven't bought that airline ticket for the upcoming holidays, prepare for sticker shock. Airline executives say they expect a huge demand for flights over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And they say the best deals for airfare or hotel already have gone. Government data shows that airfares in October were up 43% from a year earlier. That's partly because airlines are still operating fewer flights than in 2019, even though passenger numbers are nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. The hotel search company Trivago says hotel prices are up everywhere. Booking Holdings, which owns travel sites Priceline and Kayak, says hotels are struggling with labor shortages. On top of that, U.S. consumers are facing the highest inflation in 40 years. I'm Donna Water.
Americans are bracing for a costly Thanksgiving this year, with double-digit percent increases in the price of turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and other staples of the holiday. Lower production and higher costs are only part of the reason that Thanksgiving meal is going up. Disease, rough weather, and even the war in Ukraine are also contributors. Turkey supplies are at their lowest point since 1986 after a deadly avian flu, and prices are up about 28%, but not everywhere, says Walmart CEO Doug McMillan.
The Walmart U.S. team has set the retail prices for a typical Thanksgiving meal the same as last year. We're removing inflation on a basket of traditional Thanksgiving food items, including whole turkeys, for under a dollar per pound.
Stores like Lidl and Aldi also offering deals, and Target is advertising 99 cents per pound on select frozen turkeys. Julie Walker, New York.
The bite of inflation will be felt at the holiday table for this year's Thanksgiving and Christmas gatherings. Higher prices are hitting everyone this holiday season, and food vendors are seeing some of the largest increases. Turkey sellers face a double whammy, prices doubling around $6 a pound, with supply lower because of avian flu. At the wholesale level, the price of eggs have more than tripled since last year. Milk prices rose 34%. Small companies like bakeries and food specialty stores have to raise their prices, but they're also worried about driving customers away during this key holiday season. So they're trying to find ways to cut their costs, like one baker who's reducing her specialty bûche de Noël down to one log from two. Others are throwing in a free item if a customer spends a certain amount. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.